What's it take to get consistent pressure? You said they come in bunches. Is it possible to do that every week?
No, it's not possible. If it was possible, everybody would be doing it. Like I said, you have spells where, you know, once you have so many sacks and pressures in a short amount of time, people take notice. So they prepare, and they like to take certain things away. So it's a game of adjustments. It's our turn to adjust and start getting the pressure again.
What do you make of the Lions this year? They pushed you for the division crown last year, but 1-7, that's a strange record to see for them.
Yeah, we don't pay attention to records. We pay attention to the film, and they look like a good football team. You know, you wouldn't know their record by looking at the film.
Just new coaches for them. They're going to probably throw some different things off the bye week. How do you kind of make those audibles or prepare for them?
Yeah, we're just preparing for whatever we've seen this far. We can't prepare for unscouted things. We're not going to chase any plays that they may run. So, you know, more importantly, we're going to focus on us, try to clean out our own technique and scheme up. So we're focusing on us right now, and whatever they bring, we'll be ready for it.
Julius, it always starts with stopping the run, obviously, but what role can the pass rush play in getting this defense back on track?
We all gotta do our jobs. We you know, the rushers have got to rush. The back end, they got to cover. Everybody has to make sure they're doing their part. So we take it upon ourselves up front as the rushers to make plays, and we look forward to get back to that.
Are people making too much of two losses in a row just because it happened to be how the schedule worked? You've won all your home games, half your road games. That's the blueprint Mike sets out for every year.
I'm not sure what people are making it out, but you know, as far as internally, we're focusing on this week. We're not necessarily worrying about anything that happened in the past. It's a new opportunity for us to go out and get a win. That's the most important thing. We're focusing on getting back on the winning track.
You mentioned you don't know what really people are making of it. Is it easy for you guys to drown out the noise and just focus on yourself?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, it's that thing where, you know, people praise you when you're doing well, and when you're doing bad, they want to make it seem like it's worse than it really is. So you got to try to find that quietness to evaluate yourself, look in the mirror, and just regroup as a team.
When you guys are evaluating yourself, what do you see?
We just see ourselves not playing as well as we could. So we came back this week, had a great week of practice, had a great day today. So we're ready.
Julius, Damo is like sacks and takeaways come in bunches.
Uh-huh.
Can it work the other way too, though, when you're not getting them? Does that make them harder to get, if that makes any sense?
I'm not sure that it makes it harder to get. They do come in bunches, and you're not going to go out and get six sacks every week, you know. So we just got to worry about, more importantly, getting pressure and getting them out of their rhythm, more so than getting sacks and things like that. We just want to disrupt.
Julius, I know you must have been working opposite Mike Neal, but what have you thought of what Nick Perry's done this year for this defense and kind of working on that other?
He's done well. He's done well when he's in there, when he's healthy, and then when he plays, he can play. He can play. Plays the run very well. He also can rush the pass. A great complete player. So we need him. We need him. Hopefully, you know, he's healthy enough for us throughout the rest of the season.
Do the expectations of a pass rush change if the offense uses a lot of max protect?
Does it change?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't.
Is it feasible to assume that four guys can get there against 6 and 7?
Well, depending on who you're talking to, you know, as the rusher, it doesn't, you know, you got to find a way to get there regardless of the situation. If they keep six or seven in against four, then you got to try to get there. But it doesn't make sense, you know, to, like, common sense would say if it's seven people or six people blocking four, you shouldn't get there. But in our eyes, we feel like we have to find a way to make it happen.
Are there things that the pass rushers have to do differently technique-wise or anything if you do face more blockers?
We just got to find a way to, you know, when they run those gap schemes and those protections like that, we got to find a weakness in that protection and try to exploit it.